Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, you are going to learn how to say Happy New Year in Chinese.
Happy New Year,
Josh and Jesse.
新年快乐。
That's right.
So which tones are we looking at for this?
Right. 新 is first tone.
First tone, flat tone. 新.
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 That means new. 年.
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 年 is second tone. That means year.
So New Year, 新年.
New Year is 新年.
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 新年. So any New Year, so it could be capital New Year or any other New Year, literally.
Okay. Yep.
So, 新年.
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 快乐.
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 快乐 means happy.
Yep.
快 is fast. 乐 is happy and music. They both mean the same thing. So, when you're happy, you play fast music.
Yay.
Okay, yes, 新年快乐. 新年快乐, people use this word when they greet each other. Either the first thing on the 1st of January, or they will leave until the last second when they do the final countdown, and then text everybody 新年快乐 on WhatsApp, text messages. Or they can often say that maybe the first few weeks after the new year starts, and in the email or in messages, they just greet to each other. And the way to respond? Just repeat.
Repeat.
So when I say 新年快乐,
we say 新年快乐.
That's right. And when we say that, of course, we try to be upbeat and say that in a happy way. Mm. So we say 新年快乐.
新年快乐.
And make it higher. 新年快乐.
新年快乐.
That's right. In China and Taiwan, there are two different New Years. One is the calendar New Year. So we say 新年快乐. Another one, which is the most important one in that part of the world, is the traditional New Year.
Right, okay.
And it happens in different dates. For example, in 2017, the Chinese New Year will be on the 28th of January. And I remember last year was a day in February. It's all different.
Okay, so the Chinese New Year is according to the, is it the lunar calendar?
Yes, to be specific, it's the solar lunar calendar. Okay. So they just call it Chinese New Year on Chinese calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite complicated. We can talk about calendar system next time.
Okay.
It's going to be really exciting. Okay. So 新年快乐, they say both the same words during two different festivals. But of course, in terms of behavior, it's all quite different.
Mm.
And the calendar people use, because of the international trade and globalization, actually they are quite in sync with the Western world. But of course, Chinese New Year, that's when they have like 10 days or 2 weeks off.
It's almost like that's their Christmas holiday.
It is.
Go and see family.
Yes.
Take a lot of time off.
They take a lot of time off, and also they go on tourism, for example, in China. This is the time, of course, Chinese government want to encourage more domestic consumption by promoting tourism. And this is the time all the traffic and all the transportation will go stand still. You must buy the tickets way in advance.
I saw pictures of Chinese New Year last year. And wasn't there 1 million people in Guangzhou Station?
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely crazy.
It was
an aerial photo.
Yeah, it's roughly, I think the population in Guangdong province, it's something like 97 million people. And of course, because it's a very industrialized place and lots of people, millions of people, they moved from the inner provinces to work in the factories. In the coastal provinces.
Yeah, so they need to get home somehow to see their families.
That's right. So the official number may be only 97 or 98 million, but the truth is there might have been 150 million people there.
Yep. So it's people moving on a mass scale then around about Chinese New Year time.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, how about the kind of calendar, the Western calendar, New Year?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? How do people celebrate that at all?
They do. They do. And they don't take 10 days off. And normally they just take one evening out, partying, concerts, fireworks. And it's a great opportunity to turn a page in your life. And people also wish each other I wish you all the wishes come true, that type
yep.
of thing.
Yep.
Mm. Okay. So okay. did you spend Chinese New Year in Asia at some point?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember spending Chinese New Year. I was fortunate enough to be able to join my friend's family for their Chinese New Year. And it really did remind me of Christmas mm-hmm. at home in the UK.
Big because, feast.
Yeah.
A lot of food.
A lot of food.
Any turkeys?
Huge feast. They didn't have turkey, but I think there was chicken and there was fish. And I found the dishes all had different meanings.
Yes.
According to the name of the dish, it
yes.
was, you know, wishing you good things for the
right,
new year
okay.
or
yes.
make more money or success in your
yes.
business.
And you and know, then, the meaning of having a whole fish?
年年有余.
Oh gosh, you're quite advanced. 年年有余. When you have fish on the dish in that celebration like that, that means that you have savings toward the end of every year.
It means you have more than enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then saving is a big thing in Chinese culture and tradition.
Mm.
So when you have a person graduated from the university in China, the first thing they would do when they get their first salary, they save it.
Wow.
And this is a culture and tradition.
It's a good habit.
Yes. So a lot of families, they will encourage their children to save since early age.
Yeah.
So what do they do with their pocket money? They don't spend it. They don't go to buy ice lolly.
Wow.
They save it.
Self-restraint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember when I graduated from my high school, I already had a couple thousand American dollars in my bank because every year my parents gave me maybe a few thousand yuan
mm-hmm.
As the red envelope or on my birthday.
Yeah.
And over 10, 15 years, I was already very wealthy by the time I graduated.
Wow. So you were very good at saving yourself then.
No, but I ate a lot of fish at that time. Okay. So you eat fish and you have saving. That's the tradition they have.
Yeah.
And there are many other food we should talk about next time. But then this time, let's talk about 新年快乐. I remember 2 years ago, I was in Taiwan visiting my parents and on the New Year's Eve, because it's not really an official holiday, it's just another day.
Yeah.
So on the 31st of December, I had a meeting in the City Hall for Taipei City Hall,
yeah.
which is right next to the Grand Building 101. So when I finished the meeting with the mayor, the end of the day, I came out at 10:30.
Pretty and late.
At night?
At night. Yeah.
Ooh,
we
wow.
work hard.
Close
yeah,
to
the mayor.
101.
Yeah. Right next to 101, and when I came out, I couldn't get through because there were like millions of people gathering outside 101 waiting for the fireworks.
I remember actually, because often watching the kind of news highlights of the global celebrations, you know, you often see
from Sydney
fireworks
yes.
and
Tokyo
and Hong Kong. Sometimes you see the fireworks.
Yes.
Often you see the fireworks kind of exploding off.
Yes.
The Taipei 101 building, really
yes.
impressive.
Yes, and it's really one of the best fireworks to see over the New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
They spent yeah. a huge amount of money, and a lot of people, they travel far to see it. And I came out from the meeting, I was stuck, basically. And I called my parents, hey, do you guys want to come out? And they said, no, we won't go to bed. And I called my friends, and they said, oh, God, I can't get through security. There's no point of going.
Yeah.
And then, so I decided to stay on my own.
Oh, so did you wait for the fireworks then?
I waited for the fireworks, and that was just stunning.
Mm.
And at the same time, I was really sad because all other people, they were camping around me, playing cards and Monopoly and having fun, drinking beer. And I was there on my own, just looking around, looking sad.
Oh, no. So yep. you had a lonely New Year.
Very lonely New Year.
Even though it was a beautiful scene, but
that's
no one
right.
to share it with.
Oh, that's right. I was surrounded by people who are so happy gathering together.
Yeah.
And I chatted with some other people too. Yeah, but apparently they were very sympathetic when they saw me. So they would just be nice.
So you had some new friends.
Yes. And we said, 新年快乐 to each other.
新年快乐. Well, that's good that 新年快乐 can bring you together even with strangers.
新年快乐, exactly. So that's how you make new friends. You say 新年快乐.
新年快乐.
Right. Thank you very much, Josh and Jesse. 新年快乐.
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 Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. 新年快乐. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until then, 再见.
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 新年快乐